Tomorrow night, another one of these. And look, it's the best game on the NRL calendar outside of State of Origin in the grand finals. Another 4X Derby where we see the Cowboys and the Broncos lock horns once again. You know, way back when the Cowboys are the little brothers, they go into tomorrow night, the favourites. And we're joined today by a bloke that actually played in the first ever 4X Derby way back in 1995.
Will he get there? Yes, he will. Wendell Saylor. Wendell Saylor has capitalised on another mistake.
The Jewel International joins us this afternoon. Del, do you remember that game the Broncos got up?
Yeah, I think Grant Bell, he was in the coach here, wasn't he?
Correct,
he was,
yep. Laurie Spina was Bell. Playing.
Yeah, Laurie Spina played the halfback, and I remember there was a guy called Damien Gibson I played schoolboys with.
He was playing fullback.
Yeah, and why I really respected North Queensland, I've been a North Queensland boy, me and Gordy, we took it personal too. Like, we had to get there and make sure we get the win because we had so many tickets for our family and friends. I mean, Mum and Dad came up from Serena. But you know what's funny? You guys would love this. Mate, I knew I had a lot of tickets, but I made sure I packed 2 sets of going out clothes because I knew I'd be going out afterwards.
That is typical. Exceptional.
And my best party shoes, so typical Wendell Saylor.
Now, this is a really big occasion for a number of reasons. Obviously, the Broncos have been plagued with some injuries. Very special for you, though, Del, because your son, Tristan Saylor, is coming in as fullback to replace Reece Walsh. How did you react when you found out that was going to happen?
Oh, look, I was really happy for him because I know Kevy had a few different options there. You know, Corey Oates obviously waiting in the wings here, and he could have left Selwyn at fullback. And I just think it's a compliment to Tristan and the way that he carries himself and the way that he plays. He obviously had an opportunity to go to the Leeds Centurions in the off-season, and Kevy didn't want to release him. And I just said, well, Tristan, you have to work hard, because I actually said to him, I said, Reece Walsh doesn't get injured too much. And no, but he's such a tough kid, Reece Walsh, yeah. And even that injury that last week. But Tristan's always ready, and you know, he wanted to stay one more year, and just because he's got a 2-year deal. But the Broncos have been very loyal, and he's a bit more loyal than his dad. He's happy there. He loves Ezra. He loves Reece Walsh. He loves what the club have done for him. So, but I'm looking forward to him, you know, playing against the Cowboys. You know, it's been a part of his DNA for a long time. You know, especially with me and his mum, originally from North Queensland.
Del, the reason this game resonates with the fans is not even just the rivalry, it's how close the games have often been, so many golden points. Is there one in your mind, whether you were playing or just watching outside of the grand final, that stands out? Have you got a favourite 4X Derby?
The one where Matty Bowen, was he at locker at the end of the game? He just breaks away and scores an unbelievable try.
Yeah.
It's a Thurston and Matty Bowen show usually in those games. But then, mate, Broncos, tit for tat, Sam Thaiday, there's so many variables in there. But the Cowboys, they both steal games from one another. And then I think for me also, and mate, it's unfortunate, but I feel for Gordy, but Gordy's last game, you know, he was off the bench, and I knew that through him and Wayne out a little bit too, because Gordy didn't want to finish his career on the bench, unfortunately, you know. So that resonates with me too, because Gordy was a bit upset, you know, his last game, and he had that bad neck, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Horrific injury. I'm trying to paint this picture all the time as a Broncos fan, Dylan. I'd love to see your perspective on it. I, as a Broncos fan, I'm always happy for the Cowboys. They're like that little brother that you're proud of. It's not the other way around. It's absolutely not reciprocated. Cowboys fans absolutely despise us like nothing else. Is it the same when you're a player?
Yeah, no. There was always a mutual respect, but I just love to keep the Cowboys as little brothers. But I just think over that time, and I reckon it switched in that 2015 grand final. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we were home there. I was in the commentary box, and I went, "Yep, the Bronx are home here." And I reckon that try there at the end of the game, and even Thurston, I suppose for me, you know, when Thurston kicks that field goal, part of me just went, "You know what? If anyone's going to beat the Broncos, I wanted to be the Cowboys, wanted to be JT and the boys." So it's one of those things where I think the rivalry over the last probably, you know, 9-10 years has got probably epic levels now. So, but they're just great to watch, you know, so much talent right across the board.
Well, that game is tomorrow night. You hear it on Triple M. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Before we let you go, Del, you are, you know, this enigma from Serena, a proper North Queenslander.
Yeah.
How is it, mate? I saw a video of you on your socials today on Instagram, Del Star, if you want to see it. A man that's one with the land, a man that loves his fishing, seasick. Oh, so you're seasick on a fishing charter.
No,
how does that happen?
Yeah. Well, to be fair, it's Sailor by name, but certainly not by nature. you know, I was talking it up and around, then I caught a fish, and then all of a sudden, mate, once we got out past the heads, I'm going, I don't feel well. So a couple of times I actually, and I hadn't eaten that much in the morning, you know, so I thought, oh, it's a pack of the chips. And let me tell you, there was a little bit of burly going overboard. So,
I was going to say, a bunch of New South Wales and New Zealand former coaches probably watching that video going, that's all it took to bring him down.
Put him on a boat.
I know, it was a bit embarrassing, but our listeners were great. It was a good time. But I'm still embarrassed. Don't worry. They've been giving it to me since I got in here. So that was quite funny. Yeah.
Wendell, appreciate your time, mate. Have a great Easter.
Thanks, guys. Happy Easter. Love you guys.
On you, mate. Wendell Saylor, part of that first ever Broncos-Cowboys game. That Broncos team, by the way. Mick Hancock, Kevy Walters, Al Langer, Glenn Lazarus, Kerrod Walters was there, Andrew G, Taron Smith. What a bloody team that was.
How did we have that all in one?
Outstanding. Enjoy your footy again. That's tomorrow night, 7 p.m. is kickoff right here on Triple M. Rush Hour.